This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to begin today with the race for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts and questions about residency. Today, the Boston Globe ran a front-page story about Congressman Edward Markey, who's hoping to succeed John Kerry in the Senate.
Markey has been a congressman for the past 37 years, and over time, his critics have tried to raise questions about whether he really lives in Massachusetts. Today's Globe story noted that Markey still owns his childhood home in Malden, but spends a lot more time in a much larger home in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
The story also suggested that Markey spends a lot less time and money traveling back and forth to his home district than the rest of the Massachusetts delegation. Even if that's true, does it matter? Joining us now from Washington is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Hey, Ken.
Hi, Anthony.
Good to have you. So here's the first question. Does the law even require that a member of Congress have official residence in the district that he or she represents?
Certainly not the district. The Constitution says that you must be an inhabitant of the state that you will be elected in. So, of course, Hillary Clinton moved to Chappaqua right before she ran for the Senate in New York. You have to live in the state. You don't have to live in the particular congressional district.
All right. So when it comes to questions about Ed Markey, though, that are being raised and have been raised over the years, don't most members of Congress, especially ones who have been there for quite a while, have homes in and around D.C.? I mean, this isn't that unusual, is it?
Well, it's not that unusual, of course. The fact is that Ed Markey's wife also is a high-powered person in Washington, D.C., so both of them work in Washington, and they have this million-dollar-plus home in Chevy Chase, Maryland. And while, yes, he does own his childhood home in Malden, which he bought after his father died, he's rarely there. Apparently, some people said that his water bill is like one-tenth of what anybody else who would be living there is. But ultimately, he's there when it matters. He fights for the district. He gets reelected over and over again. You say that this issue has come up several times, and it has. Republicans have tried to use it against him. Scott Brown was talking about using it against him when he was talking about running in the special election. But each time, and we're going back to 1977, Ed Markey wins by overwhelming margins.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see if it'll stick this time. I want to ask you, though, on the other hand, not in Massachusetts, but elsewhere, this can be an issue that stings, and I'm thinking of former Indiana Senator Dick Lugar. Remind us what happened to him around this issue.
Well, that's a perfect example. I mean, Dick Lugar was just like Ed Markey. Dick Lugar was elected to the Senate in 1976, so he also was in Washington for a long, long time. The problem with Dick Lugar is that when he was elected, he sold the house he was living in Indiana in 1977, yet he used it as his legal residence. He ostensibly voted from that residence, even though he sold the house, he no longer owned it. So when he went back to Indiana to campaign, he often would stay in Indianapolis hotels. And in 2012, when this became a big issue for the Tea Party, they said he is so out of touch. It's not so much that, you know, how much time he spends in Indianapolis, how much time he spends in Washington. It's the fact that he just was felt to be disconnected, out of touch. Remember when Elizabeth Warren was first running for the Senate, the Republicans were talking about her as somebody, she was from Oklahoma City. Now, she's born in Oklahoma City, and even though she lived in the Boston area for a long, long time, but the point is they just felt that this issue of residency can be a connecting thing with voters.
Mm. Do you think there's more pressure on lawmakers to spend more time to live in those districts that they've represented over the years, or less pressure? I'm thinking
well,
of the,
I think,
yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I would say I think there's more pressure because there's such an anti-Washington sentiment lately, for going back several many cycles. Stephen Lynch, of course, you notice Ed Markey's Democratic opponent in the special primary. His wife still lives in South Boston. So obviously they like to keep their roots back there. But you don't even have to have roots. Remember, when Martha Coakley was running for the Senate, there was no question about her Massachusetts credentials, but she felt it very odd to be shaking hands in the cold outside of Fenway Park. So it's not even so much about residence, it's just about being out of touch. And again, if you're Ed Markey, if you've been in Washington, D.C. for 37 years, the good argument, perhaps a winning argument to run against somebody like that is that he's forgotten the folks back home.
Mm. Well, Ken Rudin, NPR's political editor, always good to have you. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Anthony.
And we're eager to talk to Congressman Markey about this and other issues in his campaign for the Senate. We've invited him on the program. We look forward to hearing back from his campaign and having him on the program soon.